الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا فلا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون صدق الله العظيم وعن سفيان بن عبد الله الثقفي رضي الله تعالى عنه عن أبيه أن رجلا سأل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مرني بأمر في الإسلام لا أسأل عنه أحدا بعدك فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قل آمنت بالله ثم استقم أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected علماء الكرام, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, almost in the blink of an eyelid, before we even realized it, that great guest, benevolent guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Sayyid al-Shuhur, the leader of the months of the Islamic calendar, has passed us by. A clear and distinct wake-up call and reminder to us of how swiftly the weeks, months and years of our life in this world also will slip by. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu reflects over this with the expression, أَفَلَا تَرَوْنَ إِلَى اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ يُبْلِيَانِ كُلَّ جَدِيدِ وَيُقَرِّبَانِ كُلَّ بَعِيدِ وَيَأْتِيَانِ بِكُلِّ مَوْعُودِ. He says, why don't you observe the incessant, inexorable motion of day and night? Day passes night, night passes day, and what is happening? يُبْلِيَانِ كُلَّ جَدِيدِ. Every new thing is made old. يُقَرِّبَانِ كُلَّ بَعِيدٍ. Every distant thing is brought near. وَيَأْتِيَانِ بِكُلِّ مَوْعُودٍ. And every promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is made into a reality. Unfortunately, many of us have this mindset or this idea where our ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and more importantly, our abstention from guna, our abstention from sins, this has become seasonal. This has become something occasional. Stay away from the shaitan box. Stay away from music. Stay away from frivolous activities. Come to the masjid, read Quran, make zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do this in Ramadan. Do this on the day of Jumu'ah. Do this on a big night. This we can understand to some extent. But that Allah's worship is not seasonal, that a Muslim is someone of istiqamah who perseveres. The hadith I mentioned in the beginning, one person came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he said, Ya Rasulullah, give me a concise injunction. Command me with something in Islam, which is such, look at the beauty of this question. He says, Murni, bil Islam, fil Islam bi amal. Command me in Islam with something. La as'alu anhu ahadan ba'dak. I won't need to ask anything more. Tell me something brief. Something, a lot of times people come with this. That, you know what, give me some advice, but give me nasihat, but make it short. We want things to be short, to be brief. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in keeping with the request of the Sahabi, he mentions four words. He says, قُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ. Say, I believe in Allah. Say, I believe in Allah. ثُمَّ اسْتَقِيمْ. Then have istiqamat on this. What is istiqamat? Umar radiallahu ta'ala describes istiqamat. He says, اِسْتَقَامُوا وَاللَّهِ لِلَّهِ وَلَمْ يَرُوهُ رُوْغَانَ ثَعَالِمْ. See, a fox is cunning, is always looking for shortcuts, always looking for the corner. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala who says, istiqamat in deen is don't be like a fox. Don't look for shortcuts. Don't be a seasonal worshipper. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one person that was like that, would make ibadat then fall back, make ibadat then fall back. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed him. He said, innaka tahtabni wa tahdim. Innaka tabni wa tahdim. He says, you are putting up a building, then you break it down. Then you put it up again, then you break it down. So this person realizing what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, Ya Rasulullah, after this, I won't break it down. Analogy ulama give, they say somebody went to a well, he put the bucket in the water and he started pulling the rope. Pulled and pulled and pulled till the bucket reached about 1 meter from the top. And then he said, you know what, my arms are paining, I feel a little bit tired, let me take it easy now. Seasonal Muslim, when it suits us we make ibadat, when it doesn't suit us don't make ibadat. So he leaves the rope, takes a rest and he goes back and again starts pulling. Till it comes to about 1 meter from the top and then again he leaves the rope. Ulama say he can carry on like this till Qiyamah, he won't get one bucket of water also. Istiqamat is matloob. To persevere on amal. Ulama say, istiqamat is such a ni'mat of Allah, fawqa alfi karamat. You want to become Allah's wali, you have to become Allah's friend, have istiqamat. They say this is better than 1,000 miracles. 1,000 miracles flying on a broomstick, or curing somebody from an incurable disease, or whatever miracle, karamat, karamatul awliya haq, the karamat of awliya of Allah's friends are true, but better than 1,000 karamat is istiqamat. Don't be a seasonal worshipper. This is mockery, this is mazak with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shibli rahimullah, someone came and asked him, ayyuma afdal. This word afdal in Arabic means more virtuous. Urdu also same meaning. Ulama, they coined this term, they say afzal sahab. Nowadays you have somebody called afzal sahab. What is afzal sahab? That person who goes always asking, Mawlana, what is more virtuous? Now why he wants to know what is more virtuous? Why he wants to know what is more virtuous is so that he can leave the other thing out. Do one and leave the other. Virtue of amal is not given for that reason. Imam Abu Dawud rahmatullah alayhi, muhaddith of note, knew more than 100,000 ahadith by heart. Someone is going past on a ship, little away from the shore, and the person sneezes. He doesn't work out what is afzal, what is less afzal, what is more afzal. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, tashmitul atis, respond to the sneezing person. The boat has gone too far. He hires a canoe, pays two or three, whatever the coin was, the currency was, goes close to that ship and shouts out, Yarhamukallah, Yarhamukallah, the sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Answer to the sneezing person. The moment he does this, a muhaddith who knew more than 100,000 ahadith by heart, all that one side, the voice calls out from the heavens, Dawood, Abu Dawood, today, with your 2 pennies, you have earned Jannat. This one simple sunnah, this one simple amal. In fact, the reality, my respected brothers, there is no such thing as a simple sunnah. Wallah by the qasam of my Allah. Wallah by the qasam of my Allah. One sunnah of my Nabi, no matter how mundane we may regard it, is more valuable than the 7 heavens and the 7 earths put together. This is the jazba and zeal that a Muslim is supposed to have. Someone asked Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullah alayhi, that when I'm bathing in the stream, what is more afzal? My chest should face Qibla or my back should face Qibla? Imam Sahib told him, "By face your clothing, because if they get stolen, you'll be in big trouble. Don't worry too much about what is less afzal and what is more afzal." Shibli rahimullah, they asked him, "Ayyuma afzal, what is more virtuous? Rajab am Sha'ban? Is the Rajab more virtuous or Shaban more virtuous? What's the reason the person is asking? So that if Rajab is more virtuous, I'll make ibadat in Rajab. If Shaban is more virtuous, I'll make ibadat in Shaban and leave the other one out. Like someone came to Bishr Hafi, Inna qawman yata'abbaduna wa yajtahiduna fi Ramadan. They told him there's a group of people in Ramadan, mashallah. Ramadan, mashallah. Ramadan, they burn the midnight oil. Ramadan, you'll see them always in ibadat. Yata'abbadun wa yajtahidun. Ijtihad in ibadat in Ramadan. Allah wala. Friend of Allah. Look at his wisdom. What is his response? He says, bi'sa al-qawmu qawmun. Bi'sa al-qawmu qawmun. La ya'rifun Allah haqqan illa fi Ramadan. He says, what a terrible people they are. بِئْسَ الْقَوْمُ. This word terrible too doesn't do justice to the translation of this expression. بِئْسَ الْقَوْمُ. What is he told? Ibadat guzar. Ibadat guzar. Mujtahideen fil ibadah. And what is he responding? He says, بِئْسَ الْقَوْمُ. How terrible the people they are who only recognize Allah in Ramadan. Who only recognize Allah in Ramadan. إِنَّ الصَّالِحْ الَّذِي يَجْتَهِدْ وَيَتَعَبَّدْ فِي السَّنَةِ كُلَّهُ كُلِّهَا. Who is the salih? Who is the true seeker of Allah? Who is the one who has truly recognized Allah? Who is the one who is truly worthy of the forgiveness and the mercy of Allah? Is that person who will worship Allah every day of every year. Whether it is Ramadan or it is not Ramadan. Allah doesn't only feed you in Ramadan. Allah doesn't only shower His bounty and ni'mat upon you in Ramadan. Moments of clemency, moments of mercy, moments of forgiveness are not given for this reason, that Allah should only be worshipped in that moment. Coming back to the response of Shibli, when he was asked that which is more virtuous, Rajab or Shaban, what does he say? Kun rahbaniyan, la rajabiyan, wala shabaniyan. He says, become the devoted slave of Allah, whether it is Rajab, whether it is Shaban. Don't be a Muslim of Rajab. Don't be a Muslim of Ramadan. Don't be someone who in Ramadan is Allah wala, and outside Ramadan is something else. This defeats the entire object of why Allah has given us these opportunities. Like the poet puts it beautifully, he says, Ad-dunya kulluha. Ad-dunya kulluha shahru siyamil muttaqeen. Ad-dunya kulluha shahru siyamil muttaqeen. وعيد فطرهم يوم لقاء ربهم فصم يومك الأدنى فصم يومك الأدنى لعلك في غد تفوز بعيد الفطر والناس صوموا وقد صمت عن لذات دهري كلها ويوم لقاكم ذاك فطر صيامي. How beautifully he puts it. What is the life of this world? What does Quran? Quran sums it up for us, the life of this world. كأنهم يَوْمَ يَرَوْنَهَا لَمْ يَلْبَثُوا إِلَّا عَشِيَّةً أَوْ دُحَاهَا. Allah says, when you see Qiyamah, what is Qiyamah? The first day of Qiyamah, 50,000 alfa sana, will be 50,000 years long. The first day of Qiyamah will be 50,000 years long. What is 50 years? What is 60 years compared to that day? What is this life compared to Akhirat? He says, this whole world, this entire dunya, this entire short life Allah has given you is 1 month of Ramadan. Ad-dunya kulluha shahru siyamil muttaqeen. This whole life is one month of Ramadan. Wa eidu fitrihim. And what is the day of Eidul Fitr? What is the day of Eid? What is the true day of joyousness, celebration? What is that day? He says, yawma liqai rabbihim, the day when you meet Allah. The day when you meet Allah, that is the day of Eid. Ibrahim alayhi salam, Malakul Maut comes to take his ruh. He asks Jibreel, kya Khalil Khalil ko maarte hai? Does one Khalil take the life of his Khalil? I am Khalilullah. What is this Malakul Maut has come to take my life? The response Allah sends Jibreel with, kya Khalil apne Khalil ke mulaqat ke shauk nahi rakhte? Doesn't the friend want to meet his friend? Al-maut jisrun yusil al-habib ila al-habib. Ulama say, maut, death is a bridge that will reunite one habib with his habib. This life is not the goal. This is only 1 month. This Ramadan is a training for this life. Ad-dunya kulluha shahru siyamil muttaqeen. Eidu fitrihim, the day of Eidul Fitr. The day of Eid is the day when we will meet Allah. Live such a life that we look forward to that day. Live such a life that Allah is happy to meet us. Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullah alayhi, on the day of Eid al-Fitr, in his khutbah he said there was a group of people, kana ba'du salaf yadhharu alayhi al-huzn yawma Eid al-Fitr, that there was a group of the salaf al-salihin, the true pious people, then on the day of Eid, they were full of worry and grief and concern. What was the worry? What was the worry? Ibn Rajab Hanbali rahimahullah mentions in his kitab about the Salaf al-Salihin that كانوا يدعون الله تعالى ستة أشهر أن يبلغهم شهر رمضان, that for 6 months before Ramadan they would make dua to Allah. Ya Allah, keep me alive to experience the month of Ramadan. ثم يدعون الله تعالى ستة أشهر أن يتقبله منهم. And then after Ramadan, for the next 6 months, they would be making dua to Allah that Ya Allah, accept Ramadan from me. Accept the amal. One is the deed, the other is the acceptance of Allah. Ibrahim alayhi salam and his son Ismail alayhi salam, what qurbani, what sacrifice. 60, 70 years of dua, Allah gives him a son. At birth, Allah commands him to separate himself from that son. Then few years later, he's commanded to go to Makkah Mukarramah and pass the knife over the neck of that son. Qurbani upon qurbani upon qurbani. Finally, the reconstruction of Kaabatullah, father and son do. And after constructing Kaabatullah, they raise their hand. Adab of Anbiya we are taught. Quran is teaching us. This Arabic language is not a dry language. Arabic language, just the change, one letter in the expression, the nuance changes the meaning. Sometimes you are giving someone a gift, but the gift is according to your shan. A millionaire is giving a poor man a gift. Millionaire is giving a poor man a gift, something shandar. Then in the Arabic language you use the word iqbal, accept from me. Accept this from me. Ibrahim alayhi salam doesn't say, Ya Allah, accept, iqbal minna. He says, taqabbal minna. Rabbana taqabbal minna. What is taqabbal? When what I am presenting before you is worthless, is not in keeping with your shan, is not in keeping with your greatness, but out of your mercy, you are kareem, you are generous, you are kind, so Ya Allah, please accept this from me. This is taqabbal. Rabbana taqabbal minna. We have this mindset, we made a little bit taraweeh, little bit khatam of Quran, little bit zikr, little bit dua. MashaAllah, hum jannat ke tekedar ban gaya. Jannat is guaranteed now. That should never be the attitude. Has Allah accepted it? Have we conducted ourselves in a manner that is pleasing to Allah? Have we fulfilled the haqq of this ibadat? Ali radiallahu ta'ala used to say, "Kunu liqabool al-amal ashaddu ihtimaman minkum bil-amal." Who is this Ali? Ali radiallahu ta'ala is saying that be more concerned whether my amal is being accepted by Allah or not, more than the amal itself. He says, "Alam tasma'u qawla Allahi ta'ala." Have you not heard the verse of the Quran? Allah says, "Innama yataqabbalu Allahu minal muttaqeen." This innama is kalimatul hasar. Sirf or sirf, only and only. Innama yataqabbalu Allahu minal muttaqeen. Allah accepts only from the muttaqeen, from people of taqwa. Ramadan, kutiba alaykum as-siyam, kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqoon. Allah says, we gave you this month so that you develop taqwa. Have we become muttaqeen? Have we become the friends of Allah? Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala used to say, la'an astayqin anna Allah ta'ala taqabbala minni salatan wahida khayrun li min ad-dunya wa ma fiha. لأن الله تعالى قال إنما يتقبل الله من المتقين. He says, if I was given this much conviction, Abu Darda, 2 rakat salah of yours has been accepted. 2 rakat salah of yours has been accepted. He says, this would be better to me than the whole world and whatever it contains. Why? Because Allah only accepts from the people of taqwa. Umar bin Abdul Aziz said, Salafi Salihin, it is the day of Eid, and they are sad. It was said to them, Inna hada yawmu farhin wa surur. This is a day of happiness. This is a day of joy. Why is it you are sad? They said, Sadaqtum, you are speaking the truth. The day of Eid is a day of happiness. Walakinni abadun amarani maulaya an a'mala lahu amalan fala adri ayaqbalahu minni amla. You are speaking the truth. It is a day of happiness, but I am a slave. I am a slave, I am a laborer, my master employed me to carry out a task, entrusted me with a work. I don't know if I have carried it out satisfactorily. I don't know if he has accepted it from me or not. Allah, have mercy on us, my respected brothers. My Nabi said, Rubba Sa'imin, there will be so many people that fast, but will get nothing but thirst and hunger out of that fast. There will be so many people that will stand in salah at night, but will get nothing but tiredness and sleeplessness out of that salah. It was not accepted by Allah. This concern has to be there. This concern has to be there. Have I fulfilled it in such a manner that Allah has accepted it? Allah's shan, Allah's greatness on the other side, our weakness, our deficiency, the defectiveness in our ibadat. What guarantee do we have that we can take our foot off the pedal? Imamul Awliya, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayhi, how beautifully he put it. He said, Laysa al-eid liman labisa al-jadeed, innama al-eid liman amina min al-wa'id. Laysa al-eid liman rakiba al-mataya, innama al-eid لمن ترك الخطايا ليس العيد لمن تبختر بالعود إنما العيد للتائب الذي لا يعود. He says it is not Eid. There's no reason to be making Eid and celebrating for the one who put on new clothes. It is real Eid for who? يوم لقاء ربهم, for the one who has been freed from the terrors of the Day of Judgment. That is Eid. Not Eid for the one who mounted his conveyance. It is Eid. He should be celebrating the one who made Tawbah. The one who left that guna and sin that was taking place in his life before Ramadan. He must make Eid. He said, it is not Eid for the one who put itar and perfume. Whose Eid is it? This Eid that passed. Ramadan is finished. Who should be celebrating? Who should be making Eid? لِلْتَّائِبِ الَّذِي لَا يَعُودَ. That person who made such a tawbah in Ramadan, that he has not returned to that guna, he has not returned to that haram, it has come out of his life, he must make Eid. He must celebrate. Otherwise we are fooling ourselves. Khadimu Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that sahabi was 10 years of age, Ansari sahabi. His mother Umm Sulaym radiallahu anha brought her son to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She said, Ya Rasulullah, I'm making the son waqf to you. The son of mine is your khadim, your servant. He says, Khadamtu Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ashra sineen. He said, 10 years till the demise of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I made the khidmat of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such a blessed sahabi. فَبِفَقِيَ مُلَّيْ سَمَرْقَنِّ رَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ. He mentions the saying of Anas bin Malik. He mentions what is true Eid. He says, إِنَّ لِلْمُؤْمِنِ خَمْسَةَ عَيَاد. For a believer, for a person of Iman, there are 5 Eids. There are 5 days of Eid. كُلُّ يَوْمٍ يَمُرُّ عَلَيْهِ وَلَمْ يُكْتَبْ عَلَيْهِ ذَمْ فَهُوَ يَوْمُ عِيد. Every day of your life that passed and you did not make any guna, you didn't anger Allah, you didn't break the command of Allah, He says, celebrate that day, that is Eid for you. وَالْيَوْمُ الَّذِي يَخْرُجُ مِي فِيهِ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا بِالْإِيمَانِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ وَالْعِصْمَةِ مِنْ كَيْدِ الشَّيْطَانِ فَهُوَ يَوْمُ عِيد. He says, the day when you leave this world with the shahadat, with kalima on your lips, with iman in your heart, having been saved from the trap of shaitan, that is your Eid. That is the day to celebrate. وَالْيَوْمُ الَّذِي يُجَاوِزُ فِيهِ عَلَى الصِّرَاطِ وَيَأْمَنْ مِنْ أَهْوَالِ الْقِيَامَةِ وَيَخْلُصْ min aidi zabaniya wal khusum fa huwa yawm eid. He says the day when you cross the sirat, wa in minkum illa wariduha kana ala rabbika khatman maqdiya thumma nunajji alladhina ittaqaw wa nadharu adh-dhalimin fiha jithiya. Allah says every one of you without exception will have to cross that bridge over Jahannam. We'll have to cross that sirat. Kana ala rabbika khatman maqdiya. This is a decree of Allah which will happen. People of taqwa will cross and the zalimeen will fall into Jahannam. Allahumma fazna min. He says, the day when you cross that sirat and you are safe from the terrors of Qiyamah, you are safe from the claims, of the plaintiffs, people that were, whose rights you usurped. Somebody's ghibat you made, somebody's land you stole, somebody's haq you ate up. You are safe from all that and you cross the sirat. That is your Eid. The fourth Eid. وَالْيَوْمُ الَّذِي يَدْخُلُ فِيهِ الْجَنَّةِ وَيَأْمَنْ مِنْ أَهْلٍ مِنْ عَذَابِ النَّارِ فَهُوَ يَوْمُ Eid. He says the fourth Eid for a mu'min is the day when he will enter into Jannah. And he will be saved from the azab of Jahannam. That is Eid. Now he can celebrate. Allahu Akbar. What is the fifth Eid? What is the fifth Eid? وَالْيَوْمُ الَّذِي يَنْذُرُ فِيهِ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ فَهُوَ يَوْمُ Eid. Our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would make this dua. Allahumma arzuqni ladhatan nadhri ila wajhik. Oh Allah, bless me with the lazzat, with the ecstasy of being able to look directly at you in Jannah. That ni'mat, that bounty of Jannah, he says, that day in Jannah when you will be looking directly at Allah, Allah will say, Ya Ridwan, irfa'il hujub bayni wa bayna abidi wa zuwari. Oh Ridwan, oh keeper of Jannah, remove the veil, remove the veil. My bandas have come, my visitors have come, my guests have come, my slaves have come. Allama Ghazali rahmatullahi mentions that first gaze, such will be the beauty, the munificence, the excellence of Allah, that the Jannati will stay mesmerized at Allah, and that first gaze will last 800,000 years. Lazzat, ecstasy of looking directly at Allah. Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu says, that is the day of Eid. That is the day of Eid. We are not seasonal Muslims. We are not Muslims of Ramadan only. Cry tears of blood when you see how the masjids have emptied. Cry tears of blood when you see the Quran shelves now full with those Qurans collecting dust. Cry tears of blood when you walk into the Muslim home and once again that chadar is off that shaitan box. We have made a mazak and mockery of the month of Ramadan. If you have not understood, my respected brothers, that is a training. One month to train us. This whole life is Ramadan. This whole life is Ramadan. Sum yawmaka al-adna. The poet says, fast for this short life. And on the day when others are fasting, the hunger of the day of judgment, you will be making Eid. If you will fast for this life, I will terminate. On the riwayat of Kaaba Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he gave us one thermometer. He gave us one thermometer, one yardstick, one measuring tape. Every one of us has been given a measuring tape. There's no farishta that will come down and say, MashaAllah, you know what, you got 55%, 60%, 70%, Ramadan accepted, Ramadan rejected. But there are signs. This Kaaba Akbar radiallahu ta'ala gives us one sign, one thermometer, one yardstick. Each one of us take this yardstick and measure, is my Ramadan accepted or not? He says, man sama Ramadan, wa huwa yuhadithu nafsahu, annahu idha aftara ba'da Ramadan, alla ya'asillah, dakhal al-jannah bila masala wala hisab. He says, that person who fasted in the month of Ramadan, exerted himself in Allah's ibadat, whatever guna and haram was taking place in his life, he made tawbah. He begged before Allah, he cried before Allah. He made his ta'alluq with Allah in Ramadan, and all the time he was telling himself in his heart. All the time he was telling himself, Allah gave me one more chance. Allah gave me one more chance. Allah gave me another Ramadan. Ya Allah, you know the skeletons in my cupboard. Ya Allah, you know those wrongs that I am musir on, that have become a part of my life. Ya Allah, I have left them out through the barakah of Ramadan. One more chance you gave me. Ya Allah, I don't want to leave this world in that condition. He's telling himself in his heart that after Ramadan, those gunas are not going to come back in my life. Those gunas are not going to come back in my life. I'm going to change my life. What I was doing in Ramadan will continue after Ramadan. I will carry on coming to the masjid. I will carry on linking myself with the environment of deen. Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala who says, such a person will enter Jannah without reckoning, without any hisab. No question and answer also. وَمَنْ سَامَ رَمَضَانَ وَهُوَ يُحَدِّثُ نَفْسَهُ أَنَّهُ إِذَا بَعْدَ أَفْتَرَ بَعْدَ رَمَضَانَ أَسَى رَبَّهُ. And Allah protect us. Allah don't make us amongst them. My respected brothers, but this is the case of majority of the ummah. Those who will fast in Ramadan, Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala who says, they will get up in the dead of night, Allah will give them the tawfiq of the tahajjud. They will be shedding hot tears, crying to Allah. Ya Allah, forgive me. Allah will give them that lazzat, that ecstasy of His ibadat, the sweetness of the Quran, the sweetness of lowering our gaze, the sweetness of when we stand on the musalla and cry to Allah, Wallah, we have experienced that lazzat in Ramadan. Nothing in this world can match that, but all the time it's ringing. All the time it's ringing in this man's head. What is ringing? وَيُحَدِّثُ نَفْسَ He's waiting for the hilal of Eid. He's waiting for the hilal of Eid. He's waiting for the get out of jail free card. After Ramadan, let me go back. After Ramadan, I'm going to carry on the way I was carrying on before Ramadan. He's telling himself, one side, Ya Allah, forgive me. Other side, he's making the plans. Other side, he's making the plans. Then after the Hilal of Eid is sighted, my life will be the same as it was before Ramadan. What does Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala says? فَصِيَامُهُ عَلَيْهِ مَرْدُودٌ. This is a sign that the Ramadan of this person has not been accepted by Allah. It is mardood, it is rejected. If the life before Ramadan and the life after Ramadan is the same, this is a sign that Allah has rejected the Ramadan of such a person. So my respected brothers, the clock of our life is ticking. We don't know how many more Ramadans we have. Allah gave us this opportunity. Now that we have created this link and taluk with the masjid, we have tasted the sweetness of taqwa. Let it permeate by us continuing keeping the taluk and the relationship with the masjid, abstaining from those harams. We stayed away in Ramadan. Stay away from them after Ramadan also. Allah give us tawfiq. Wa akhir da'wana.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.